Well, good morning, friends, and I'm in Ireland, and but that wouldn't stop us, of course, from bringing you the Flannelly Show this 1 week to Christmas Day. But I think on both sides of the Atlantic, we're seeing all, you know, great signs of Christmas and the festive season, despite the pandemic and all of the other ills and unease that we've had, you know, and unfortunately continue to have. Anyway, I might be in Ireland, but the president of Flannelly Promotions, Irish Radio Network, USA, and IrishRadio.com, Áine Sheridan, is very much in New York and sending this program out on Irish Radio Network and on IrishRadio.com worldwide. Friends, again, we'd like to wish each and everybody a very, very happy Christmas. You might say Merry if we were in New York, but no, here it's Happy Christmas. So let you have a happy and a Merry Christmas, and we'll be with you now for the next couple of hours. The Flannelly Show, live from Ireland, but through New York. Oh, yes, I think it's only right and proper to get the Chieftains. And this is in Nashville, actually. This was recorded in Nashville. So let's a little bit of toe-tapping music here as we start, again, our show from Ireland. All right, the title of that tune actually is Give the Fiddler a Dram. All right. Now, while we're indeed playing the music of the Chieftains in Nashville, You know, oh my God, who happens the chieftains recorded with, and who did they not feature throughout the decades? Well, we could take one and from that extensive list, and maybe we'll just see if we can get. All right, now hold on. Hold on, okay. Get Martina McBride and the Chieftains again from Nashville. In Irish terms, this would of course be probably known as an all-time waltz, so if you're up to it, go for it. Chieftains, and of course Martina McBride. Well, now while we're on memory lane here, let's go to Carnegie Hall in New York, and let's go to a song. I think you'll recognize the song. The Clancy Brothers, many of them, you know, sang as a group, and then on occasion. You could get Tommy Clancy or Paddy to sing a solo. But anyway, I think I'm fairly sure this is Paddy Clancy. And he'll introduce himself.
A young man, a couple of years ago, he was traveling through France. It was the summertime. One afternoon, he came across that area of France where the dead of World War I are buried. Thousands and thousands of crosses stretching off over the hillsides and the gravestones. And he sat down by one of the gravestones and he wrote this song. The gravestone in front of him only had this on it. William McBride, age 19.
Young Willie McBride, Do you mind if I sit here down by your graveside and rest for a while near the warm summer sun? I've been walking all day and I'm nearly done. I see by your gravestone you were only 19 when you joined the great folly in 1916. I hope you died well, and I hope you died clean. Our young Willie McBride wasn't slow and obscene. Do they beat the drum slowly? Do they play the pipe lowly? Do they sound the dead march as they lower you down? Do the band play the last most in chorus? Do the pipes play the flowers of the forest? Did you leave any wife or a sweetheart behind? And some faithful heart is your memory enshrined. Although you died back in 1916, and some faithful heart, are you forever 19? Or are you a stranger without even a name, enclosed down forever behind a glass frame? In an old photograph, torn, tattered and stained, and faded to yellow in a brown leather frame. Do they beat the drum slowly? Do they play the pipe lowly? Do they sound the dead march as they lower you down? Do the band play the last post in chorus? Do the pipes play the flowers of the forest? The sun, now it shines on the green fields of France. There's a warm summer breeze makes the red poppies dance. Look how the sun shines from under the clouds. There's no gas, no barbed wire, there's no guns firing now. But here in this graveyard, it's still no man's land. The countless white crosses in mute witness stand. To man's blind indifference, to his fellow man, to a whole generation that were butchered and damned. Do they beat the drum slowly? Do they play the pipe lowly? Do they sound the dead march as they lower you down? Do the band play the last post in chorus? Do the pipes play the flowers of the forest? Young Willie McBride, I can't help wonder why, if those who lie here know why they had died. Did they believe when they answer the call? Did they really believe that this war would end war? The sorrow, the suffering, the glory, the pain, the killing, the dying, was all that in vain. Our young Willie McBride, it all happened again, and again, and again, and again, and again. Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the pipe lowly? Did they sound the dead march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post in chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers?
That was about 28 years. Oh, well, okay. A little bit of the name of this tune, which indeed we learned in the National School in Ireland, was called Brahantanalam. Brahmanam, Panalam, Brahmanam soon. Can this tune love one can marry me? And of course, who wouldn't remember the old Christmas dinner? Might have to call on Tony Kenny to sing this for us. Christmas from Ireland.
Fragrant memories of days long departed carry me back to the dear golden scene.
Sorry there, Tony Kenny, this is actually...
So young and light-hearted, and cares came and went.
Sunny Knolls.
A merry moonbeam. There's one thing I know, I will always remember the scenes of the old house
the turf fires glow, the peace and goodwill in the month of December, the old Christmas dinner a long time ago, when Saturday night came, both father and mother would each go to market, but not to stay long, and I would be left in the care of my brother, and hey, the poor fellow would sing me a song, and when they return with their baskets all flowing, and each gets some candy and wanted to know what we'd have for dinner, what mass we'd be going before Christmas dinner a long time ago. It's many a year since I last saw the cabin that sheltered my brothers, my sisters, and all. The fiddles, the flutes, and the old piper playing, it's all like a dream now, but sweet to recall. The old folks are gone, and the fiddles are silent. No more by the hearthstone the dancers will go. My brothers are scattered, I'm sure they'll remember the old Christmas dinner a long time ago. The old Christmas dinner a long time ago.
Family Show from Ireland by way of New York, IrishRadio.com.
Christmas for us small lads growing up in the 1920s was a pool of light in the inky darkness of winter, a soft amber pool of warm light which came from three sources: the big log and turf fire, the eye lamp with the hairpin straddling the glass chimney, and the stately white candles, one in every window, spreading their light out into the yard and the road, showing the way, the old people told us, to Joseph and Mary, should they be passing in search of shelter on Christmas night. Although my father used to say that if they happened to be passing our house, the blessed pair would have strayed a tidy step from the road to Bethlehem. In the month of December, there was no road darker than the road outside our house, for we were living in the depths of the country, and as yet the big electric poles hadn't come marching down the valley, bringing with them a brighter but a harsher light. Oh, and it cuts me to the quick today, when I hear that instead of the old tallow candle, there is a new garish electric imitation lighting in many of the windows I looked on as a lad. It was the quality of the candlelight, too shy, you'd say, to penetrate into every nook and corner, and giving the kitchen the appearance of an old oil painting, that I remember best about Christmases long ago. I remember, too, all the work that went into making the house ready for the feast, bringing in the berry holly to deck out the kitchen, fixing the candles and cutting the log, and placing it in position on the hearth, lying flat as it fell, we were told, and the sods of turf standing as they were cut. It took the block some time to take fire, but when it did, the chairs had to be moved back. Even the cat shifted herself when little jets of steam and sparks making loud reports came from the log. In the wider circle, we, the smaller lads, sat on the floor with cups of lemonade and sweet cake after the Christmas Eve supper of ling, white onion sauce, and laughing potatoes. And we made room for a neighbour or two, while my father uncorked the big earthenware jar and landed out a few healthy taste scones of the dark liquid, and it was Merry Christmas Happy Christmas, everyone, re-echoing what was painted on the mottoes pinned to the chimney breast. The hearth was the friendliest place in the house, the place to talk, to sing, to listen to a good story, to hear the conversation of the grown-ups, and let on not to hear the bits of gossip or some scandal our elders seemed to take an unlaughing pleasure in. The hearth was the place where the mother read out the American letters from Aunt Margaret and Aunt Mary and our Auntie Bridgie, and counted out the dollars they and Aunt Liz had sent to us. We would all repeat the American address where our aunts lived to see who'd remember it best, and it was Ditmars Boulevard, Astoria, Queens, Long Island, New York, New York. The hearth was the place where we knelt before the supper on Christmas Eve for the rosary with the trimmings we thought would never end. Bless this house, O Lord, we pray, keep it safe by night and day. When it was time for us small lads to go to bed, we'd hang up our stockings along the mantel shelf and on the crane to make sure that Father Christmas wouldn't forget us. Even if it was only a new penny, it would be welcome. A penny was a great treat that time, when you would get 5 bullseyes for a halfpenny and 2 Peggy's legs for a full penny. In the end, we would have to be hunted to bed. We'd be so lazy leaving the warm hut. But the promise of driving in the pony and trap through the dark for early mass on Christmas morning would finally shift us. But we weren't gone yet. We'd all have to stand at the front door for a while, admiring the bunches of lights in the houses down along the valley and up the rising ground to Russell Crewe, all the little lights winking and blinking through the dark, until, as the man said, the earth below seemed like a reflection of the starry heavens above.
All right, they're from Eamon Kelly. And now we're going to... Donegal Group, called Hair of the Dog. Right, all right.
So I had to stop to ask her if she wanted to go home, or if she had to stay out till the morning. She says, like, all right, shall we get along tonight, and we think about each other in the morning. There are ways, no way I can take you in today, so you'll have to think about me when you're yawning. Lovingly, and she had lots to say, and I never felt as cold as it was going. She turned around and said to me, I think I've lost my way, and suddenly I knew my heart was going. She says, right, all right, shall we get along tonight, and we'll think about each other in the morning. We're away, no way,
Well, okay. James Galway. And, well, okay, yeah, he's a lovely Christmas album too. But actually, what we might do is see if he wants to play an Irish medley. That would be nice. And, yeah, of course, we'll invite him back to play some Christmas music for us. But in the meantime, just want to let you know, friends, that coming from Ireland by way of New York, Irish Radio Network USA, we are indeed on this week before Christmas. Absolutely delighted to be coming to you from Ireland. And easy if you want to get in touch with us, you could send an email to Áine, that's as in Áine Sheridan, Áine, A-I-N-E, at irishradio.com. That's Áine, irishradio.com. And James Galway, I think you'll recognize some of these great Irish songs. James Galway, world-renowned flautist from Belfast. The Flannelly Show, coming to you from Ireland by way of New York. Thank you. one of the best known and beloved flautists anywhere in the world, James Galway. And in fact, oh, wait a minute, Jamie, while you're there, okay, why don't you play a little something from your Christmas album, like... Thank you. Well sung, well played there, James Galway. And friends, I do want to remind you that, you know, Tourism Ireland website, ireland.com, has made extensive plans to make 2022 the year for the trip to Ireland. I know we have a lot of... Did I say foreigner? No, I wouldn't. And if I did, I would take it back instantly, which I've just done. A lot of tourists from all over the world, but particularly from North America. Bookings for 2022. Indeed, for many might take a leap of faith, but trust me, it is very, very, very much in vogue right now. And for those who are not in Ireland for Christmas 2022, that's the I'm telling you. But you don't have to take my word for it, because if you log on to Tourism Ireland's website, ireland.com, then, of course, you see a green button when you open it. When you open the website, ireland.com, you'll see a green button, and don't ignore that one, because that will tell you all and everything there is to know about Ireland, what's happening in Ireland for 2022, and you'll be motivated. I'm pretty sure, you know, and you know, I'm an Irish soil. Would I lie? No. Okay. Well, let's see. Toast to Ireland 32.
Oh,
A song here from a group called Anuna, Anuna, and it's a Celtic heartbeat Christmas song, and I think you'll enjoy it. Called Angels Are Singing. Lovely, really is. And this is from Dervish. In My Father's House, Flannelly Show from Ireland.
Gable wall is all that's left now. The old thatch cottage falling down. I close my eyes as I fondly remember days of long ago when I was young. in my father's house, smile would greet you at the door. A friendly word, neighbors say we'll welcome them. And my mother hummed those melodies we all sang along in my father's house. When I was young, comes a time when I'll grow older, my own family will be rare and gone. Wonder now, will they even remember the tales I told them when I was young? In my father's house, we were poor, but rich in love. No TV, but music there was plenty of. And at night time, neighbors rambled in, might stay to 12 or 1. In my father's house, when I was young.
And friends, it is that time of year. Here we are, a week before Christmas Day. And it's, well, the song is self-explanatory. It's this time of year, Foster and Allen.
Snow is on the ground, berries on the tree. Happy Christmas sounds ringing out to me. Love is in the air, like it used to be. I'll say a little prayer, you'll come back to me. At this time of all the things we held so dear at this time of year, at this time of year. There's no time for tears. How I wish that you were here for just this time of year. And on Christmas Eve, standing by the tree, so hard to believe you're not here with me. So I wish you well wherever you may be, and hope you sometimes dwell on thoughts of you and me. At this time of year, memories come so free of the things we held so dear at this time of year. At this time of year, there's no time for tears. How I wish that you were here for just this time of year. How I wish that you were here for just this time of year.
Very, very fond wishes for Christmas, of course. Song made very famous by Willie Nelson, but here's Eddie Quinn.
Pretty ribbons of blue, wrap your presents to your darling from you. Pretty pencils to write, I love you. By him, downtown shoppers, Christmas is nigh. There he sits all alone on the sidewalk, hoping that you won't pass him by. Better not, much too busy. You better hurry, my how time does fly. In the distance, the ringing of laughter. In the midst of the laughter, he cries. Pretty ribbons of blue, wrap your presents to your darling from you. Pretty pencils to write, I love you. Oh, pretty paper, pretty ribbons.
And there's not a Colleen sweeter where the River Shannon flows, yeah? Well, this was the song that we were supposed to play, and I tell you, we could very well. Friends, remind you that, you know, the news is coming up with Kevin O'Connor. in a few minutes, and hopefully, you know, you're getting ready for the Christmas, because, well, the Christmas season is here. But imagine this day, next week, will be Christmas Day, and wherever you are, we absolutely hope that you're going to have a terrific, great Christmas with hopefully with your family. And for those who are on the Irish side of the Atlantic, we know that you're going to have very, very fond wishes indeed. Friends, this is the Flannelly Show, and it we come to you from New York City, 52 weeks a year, and on Saturdays. We do other programming as well, but the Flannelly Show traditionally is on weekends, on Saturday mornings. And we're absolutely and totally delighted, and we should take time out, since it's the time of the year that's in it anyway, to say thank you to each and every one of you, because that's how we feel. It's great. And so we want to wish you that Merry Christmas. Kevin O'Connor coming up now with news and sports. Pigeon on the Gate. Irish Radio, irishradio.com, worldwide. Friends, I hand you over to Anya Sheridan in New York, who is producing and making sure that this program gets to where it's supposed to go around the world, irishradio.com. And I'd say Anya has by now lined up Kevin O'Connor with the news and sports from Ireland.